Blog Talk Radio.
Relationship. I want to love you. I want to love you, Most High, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. I want to love you, my brothers and sisters of this nation. And not, I ain't talking about the United States. No. Of the nation and the 12 tribes. I want to love you. If you're a stranger, different nations, if you're down with what I'm down with, you got love for me, I want to love you too. But I don't want to love everybody. I don't want to love somebody, you know, shooting dogs at me, water hosing my children, and lynching and raping, then murder. Where do you get that from? Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot. Well, I guess when you worship the God of your enemy, I guess it goes down like that. But it don't go down like that for me, because I don't worship the God of my enemy. So I don't want to love you like that. I really don't. But I do want to love you if you're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. I want to love you if you're the nation and the 12 tribes within that nation. I want to love you. If you're strangers, and you're down with what I'm down with, you're showing me love back. I ain't talking about somebody just killing me, mistreating me, and dominating me, and doing all kind of anything tacky, trashy, and are terroristic to me. No, I want to love you. I'm going to keep it real. Oh, it's true. But you know what? That's what we talk about on this show, about love. About love of the Almighty, about love of your brothers and sisters, even love of strangers, different nations that love you back. Oh, it's true. And because Cartrell, the other lead student along with me, we all know that it's about relationships. Yes, we want to love you. Yeah, we want to love the Most High. But you got to know the perimeters and the guidelines and the codification. See, you can't start off right, end up wrong. What I mean by that in the relationship with the Creator comes down in a burning bush, let's say hypothetically speaking, which he did. And he said, Yamsu. I said, yes, sir. You know I am that I am. Num the Almighty. I said, yes, I certainly do. If you said so. And by the looks of things, that bush ain't just burning by itself and then out of nowhere. Well, you know, I got a plan for you. I got a codification for you. I got a contract for you. Do you like that? Would you like a contract with me? Yes, sir. I sure mighty do like a mighty contract with you. But I tell you what. Here's the do's and the don'ts and whatnot. Can you get with that? Yes, I certainly can get with it. And these are the perimeters, the guidelines, and the codification that we work within this fabulous relationship I got for you, for me. Why? Because, not because you're anything special. I just decided I'd take a liking. I'd take a shine to you, Yamsu. You ain't nothing special. I just took a shine to you. Are you down with that, Yamsu? Yes, sir, I certainly am. And, okay, can you deal with that? Yes, sir, I said, we can. And so, take 10 years later, down the road, I signed this contract. I understand the perimeters of the relationship and the codification that the Most High brought to me. Then 10 years later, oh, hell no, I don't want to go along with this. This is just too hard for me. I mean, I didn't got land out of the deal. I got some mighty fine family folks and friends and whatnot. I done got a lot of good things, but this just don't work for me. You know, I think I'm something special. Let me just love you the way I want to love you, and let me do what I want to do. How do you imagine that relationship could work for me? Now, the Creator decided just because he loves Yamsu. But Yamsu decided 10 years down the road, oh, hell no, this ain't working for me. I mean, although I'm getting all the fringe benefits of this relationship, and yet he says he loved me, and that's what he showed me. And I'm supposed to work within the perimeters and the guidelines and the codification of this. And I don't need him no more. I got it going on. I think I'm going to create me somebody thin air. Let me go chop down one of these trees and set it up where it looks something remotely like me. Maybe half dog, half monkey. How do you think the Creator going to take that? How do you think he going to feel about it? That he done gave you everything and made everything just easy breezy for you. You don't want for nothing. And then here you come along, you something special. Do you think the Most High feels love in that relationship? You think that lopsided relationship that you helped make lopsided gonna work for you? No. In real life, it wouldn't work for you. In a marriage, it wouldn't work for you. In a friendship, it wouldn't work for you. With your children, it wouldn't work for you. And why do you think you treat the Almighty any kind of old mental tag or way and think it's going to work for you? It won't. And then again, Cartrell and I like to teach y'all about relationships, significance of them, the importance of them, that you honor the guy. And Cartrell said something yesterday. You prove yourself trustworthy. I can trust you. And that goes along in relationship when it comes to one another. So we don't know nothing about relationships. Or we think we can bring any kind of old messy, old tacky old relationship to the table, even when it comes to one another. Because imagine this, you're treating your creator like that. You know you're going to extend that operation down the road to one another. Because if you don't follow the guidelines and codification and perimeters within a relationship, well, the outcome going to be just the same when it comes to one another. Guess what? It is. And juxtaposition it to that, that applies to strangers too. We'll treat them any old messy, old tacky, old way too. Even the one that love us. Why? Because we don't know no better. We don't study anything better. We don't work within the confines and perimeters. We just make up stuff along the way. Just like we make up idols. We'll make up stuff when it comes to one another, and we'll make up stuff, surely, when it comes to different nations, because we don't study anything. We don't understand the significance of relationships because we don't value them, because especially if you don't understand the primary relationship that you ought to hold utmost in your heart and have love for, because of the fact he didn't chose you, not because you something special, and you didn't appreciate that. And you certainly don't appreciate one another. And strangers, different nations, they want to get along with you too. You want to love your enemies. You want to jump into a toxic relationship. Oh, I want to love my enemies. I want to turn the other cheek to my enemies. But I don't want to love y'all. I don't want to love my brothers and sisters. I certainly don't want to love strangers, different nations that want to love me back. How's that working out for you? Yeah, I'm sure you ought to quit it. I'm on a roll. But it's true. I got to stay on the roll. I got to teach these folks about relationship and the value of constructive and positive relationship instead of make-believe relationships that ain't never did anything good for you. And never will. You got to keep it real. That's why the show called Real Talk for Real People. And before we get started, Cartrell and I and our studies today, all praise to Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. I want to love you. Just like Bob Marley said, every day. I want to love you every day. I want to love you. I'm not Bob Marley, but I did try, okay? And I really do. But considering contemporary comments, I don't have much to say other than the fact that the way they treat Earth, Mother Earth, is shabby, just like they treat any other relationships. And just like we treat any other relationships, because we don't know about relationship with the Earth. And we should have a connection with the Earth. But we don't, because we don't any have any land to be connected with. So we don't know how to value and appreciate anything. Nowhere. And that's about it. That's about it. Let me bring my brother and friend on, Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell, I want to love him every minute, every day. Go ahead. Go ahead, Cartrell. May the Most High bless you.
Blessed be the name of the Holy One of Israel. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Hallelujah, brother. I like that.
Yeah, blessed be his name, the Holy One. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
I want to love you every minute, every day. I want to love you. Hey, that's for real, y'all. I want to love the Most High. Well, I got to follow the guidelines and the codification, and certainly you do too, and within the confines of this relationship. Go ahead. I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry. I'm just feeling good today. May the Most High bless you and your family. Go ahead, Cartrell.
Most High bless you and your family too. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you, brother. And I appreciate it too.
But that's the spiritual aspect of man that every man should have.
Exactly.
We should be desiring peace among all nations,
exactly,
among all peoples, among exactly all tongues.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
The Most High is going to come to that. He said, I'm going to turn your swords into plowshares and your swords into pruning hooks. Man
exactly
shall not learn war anymore.
Hallelujah. So, good times. Good times, Katriel. It's on the
no
way
doubt
these days. Good times.
No doubt. So it ain't about individual salvation. Y'all going to save me. It ain't going to save you.
No, it ain't about that. No.
What it look like if y'all save me, he don't save you. I'm not a nation.
Right.
I don't represent all 12 tribes.
Right.
But that's that church mentality. Y'all going to save me. He's going to take me into the heavens. I'm going to walk through the pearly gate because I believe.
Just me by myself.
Come on now. Stop it.
Forget about little Gregory.
Stop it.
Forget about little Prince. Forget about baby brother, little Gregory. Forget about Bree. Forget about Abiyah. Forget about Cartrell and his family. It's just about me. I'm something special.
And you know that's man's mentality.
Exactly.
Because he's narcissistic.
Mm-hmm.
Mankind thinks it's only about him.
Exactly.
But you die just like the lion dies.
Exactly.
You die just like the fly dies. You die just like the frog dies.
Just like the fly dies.
But we something special. Oh, no, you're not. You was created from dust. Dust you are. And dust you shall return.
Well,
just like
you,
every living thing that Yah created.
Well, they better take out
back
into the country. Well, they better take our advice at the end of this show, like we always give, you know, get you a new heart, new spirit, okay?
Right.
So, because you got that heart and spirit like King Darwin had. Here's what you would say, and here's what you would know about yourself. My iniquities are numerous as the hairs on my head, and
what
I'm Lord.
Living in the 21st century. Iniquity,
I got,
that's the Old Testament stuff.
I don't care what they talk about that item or whatnot. I got iniquity, brother, believe you me. And that new
what
is that
iniquity? What are you talking about? What is that?
Well,
what
I
is
got,
that?
That's wrong. That's going.
Iniquity.
What? That's anything totally opposite of what Yah says. That's iniquities. And I got them, brother. Believe you me. I got them. They're numerous as the hairs on my head, like King Darwin. And I'm going to tell you this. In addition to that, Cartrell, just like King Darwin said, I'm lower than a worm. Ain't nothing special about me. You better believe it. Okay?
So, we dinosaurs.
Because
Yah would tell us that a man cannot sleep with another man.
Yeah.
Yah tells us that a man cannot sleep with another man's wife.
You better believe it.
God tells us
you can't
that you shall not murder. Yah tells us you shall not sleep with another man's wife.
And you can't sleep with Sheila the sheep neither, or Tammy the goat neither. Okay.
Right. Bestiality.
Right.
And it's, anything goes in the 21st century.
Anything goes.
This is 2021, baby.
You better believe it. And anything goes, Jim.
Anything
and
goes? No. Anything don't go? No. It ain't
right
like that. Because
right
y'all don't know history.
Right.
Every you nation know that thought, every empire that thought, anything goes, where they at now?
They gone. Cartel. Anything goes, they gone. Okay?
Exactly.
Exactly.
And America is flipping into darkness.
You better believe it.
Flipping into darkness. You see, people are slipping into darkness. The
you
most
better believe
the earth will be filled with darkness. So we're supposed to be the light because we connected with Yah. And
uh-huh.
Yah is always the light that we're supposed to have. Because
uh-huh.
all his creation got that light. Animals, angels, trees. The air, the fire, the wind, the water, they connected with Yah. As far as mankind, human beings, the nations are concerned, we are on this scientific journey. Science
oh,
tell
yeah.
you Big Bang. Big Bang? Big Bang? Okay. Y'all believe in Big Bang and evolution. Y'all crazy as hell. A theory of Big Bang and evolution.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see apes turning into human beings.
Mm-mm.
I don't see life forms coming out of the water onto the land evolving. It's about evolution. Really? What I see is what the Most High said. What the Most High said? Each seed after its own kind.
Mm-hmm.
So what do elephants produce?
Elephants?
What do chimpanzees produce?
Chimpanzees?
What do baboons produce?
Baboons.
What do orangutans produce?
Orangutans.
What do gorillas produce?
Gorilla.
So where's the missing link? Looking for what? What kind of missing link? From ape to human?
Hey, you know what?
It ain't happening.
They missing between your relationship with your creator. That's the missing link right there. Okay.
So they telling you to trust science.
Yeah.
And science is crazy as hell if they believe in Big Bang and evolution.
You right? better believe it.
That's science. That's science. Science will tell you Big Bang and evolution.
Yeah, well,
came about an old... No,
if you do, if you do, you're through. If you do, you're through. Okay?
So do you trust science?
No.
They're telling you to trust science. Because science knows how to conquer this plague.
Nah. That science is created, so science don't know it. Okay? And
okay.
Science can't reverse engineer something that it didn't create. You can't reverse anything you didn't create. Just know about it, everything about it. Come on, you're living in fool's paradise if you think that's the case. I mean, from my understanding, Katya, about this COVID-19, people that has taken a shot is the one giving out the damn virus to folks. Shot is the one giving out the damn virus. Okay? That's from what I'm understanding. Too. Yeah.
So, the art of war. The art of war starts with psychological warfare.
Yep.
You put fear in your enemy before the fight starts, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can put fear in your enemy before the fight starts, you're guaranteed the victory.
Well, it seems like to me, have you ever heard the story about Troy and the Trojan horse? It seems like to me this is the case of the Trojan horse, okay?
How
so-called
about... George Foreman and Ken Norton. You can see the fear Ken Norton prior to the fight.
You ain't got to just say him and Ken Norton. What about him and Smoker Joe Frazier?
Well, Smoker Joe Frazier was holy ball. He was fearless. Joe
right.
Frazier fight anybody, any day, any night, anywhere.
Right. Yeah,
Ken Norton had to fight George Foreman. You can see the fear in this man's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Even before the fight even started.
Mm-hmm. Big George Foreman. Big George.
Big George.
Big
did
George.
Big George do him?
Man, Big George did a lot of folks.
But look here.
You can't go into the battle with fear.
You can't.
Right?
You can't.
So, I say that to say. Fear is rampant in America, right?
Yeah, you better believe it.
What they telling you to fear?
They don't know which way is up.
Coronavirus.
They don't know which way is up, okay?
Get your shot. No. Wait a minute. Hold up. Time out. We are people that came to America butt naked, packed like sardine on ships. Am I right or wrong?
Exactly.
You had your bubonic plague, smallpox, syphilis, gonorrhea, whatever, all kind of diseases coming out of Europe. You had it, right?
Exactly.
While we were packed butt naked on these ships, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had smallpox and you gave it to the Native Americans. You put it in blankets and it killed them, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't kill us, did it?
No, it certainly did.
All the diseases that the Europeans had while we was butt naked, packed like sardines in ships, coming here to be your slaves, the diseases that y'all had didn't affect us.
No.
And why is that? You know why that is?
Because of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Exactly.
I want to love you.
If he protected us then, will he protect us now?
You better believe it. I want to love you every minute, every day. I want to love you. Kadriel. Let's go, brother. Let's get started. We could go on and on to the break of dawn, as we said, praising Yah and having a trustful relationship with him is going to be advantageous for you.
And in our relationship to him, you know what he says?
What's that, Kyle?
You can't have no fear. If you trust me, you can't have no fear.
You better believe it.
If you have fear, it means what? You don't trust me.
Exactly. I want to love you every minute, every day. Hey, man, I just saw this in my head. I'm talking about, thinking about, yeah, let's go. And you got to trust in him, too, certainly, like Cartrell said. If you can't trust him, ain't no sense talking about you love him. Okay? All right.
Chapter. And I love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I want you to love him, too. Why shouldn't we love Yah? He's our creator. He
put you here
in his creation. You don't have to be here. You come from, came from nothing.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Well, fellow students, Katria and I, we're done with our commentary because we can spend all the time talking about Yah and loving Yah and trusting Yah. And certainly we should, but we got to get these stories across to you, okay? May the Most High bless you. Welcome to the Real Talk for Real People show. And get your books, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, and may the Most High bless you, direct you, and order your steps, and stop leading to your own understanding. It is not cute, and it is not working for you, okay? In no shape, form, and or fashion. Then King Solomon declared, the Elohim has chosen Yah to abide in a thick cloud. I have built for you a stately house, a place where you may dwell forever. Then, as the whole congregation of Israel stood, the king turned and blessed the congregation, blessed the people of Israel, the nation. He understood the continuity of these relationships were vital and important. And he says, blessed is Yah, Elohim of Israel, who made a promise, a friendship, a covenant, a codification, a contract to my father, King David, a continuum from the contract, codification, and relationship he had made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and fulfilled it. He completed it.
In other words, He gave his word, and he kept it.
Bingo. Bingo. And from the time I brought my people out of the land of misery, I never chose a city from among the tribes, from any one of the 12 tribes of Israel to build a house. I didn't choose from any tribe where my name might abide, nor did I choose anyone to be the leader of my people of Israel. I didn't choose this kingship thing. That what y'all wanted. So I'm down with what y'all down with because I love y'all. Y'all wanted a king, I gave you a king. Okay?
So in other words,
the
Most High was not showing any favorites
to any person, any family, any tribe, any location within the nation. He said, you know, I didn't put King David over y'all just because. I didn't put King Solomon over y'all because. I didn't put King Saul over y'all because. That's what y'all wanted. I gave you what you want. I didn't ask for, for the house to be built in Jerusalem, but I gave you what you want. Okay? I gave you what you want. Can't y'all appreciate that? See, some of y'all don't never appreciate nothing. You can't see I want to love you because you don't never appreciate nothing because you don't never understand nothing. That's why Katra and I, we study along with y'all to get y'all to understand something because it goes right over some of y'all head. You just take y'all for granted. You just think he's supposed to do something for you because you think you something special. He said, I chose y'all. Y'all ain't did nothing special. I chose y'all. Y'all ain't did nothing special. The location where my house at, y'all ain't nothing special. Man, one of them tribes special me. All y'all right by me. All y'all straight by me.
So, y'all, too.
Go ahead, Cartrell.
If the Most High loves all of us, right?
Right.
What part of us should we hate?
We shouldn't hate neither tribe. We should hate the wrong that we go against what Yah says. Anything that we say to go counter to what Yah said is what we should hate.
But we shouldn't just be hating each other just to be hating each other.
No, well, hell to the no. I'm sorry, but I'm going to say it like that. Hell to the no. The way some of us are treating one another is despicable, disgusting, and we ought to be ashamed of ourselves.
If Yah loves all of us,
exactly.
What part of us should we be hating?
You can't keep you don't gonna be casting nobody aside. You don't gonna be casting no tribe aside.
To hate what Yah loves?
That's what I'm saying. You gonna be casting aside the wrong that we do. Everything that goes counter-contrary to the contract with Yah. That's what you should be throwing aside. Anybody participatory in the LGBTQY, anybody participatory in having a little Sheila sheep, a Gina goat, or anybody participatory in having somebody else's wife or husband that ain't your wife or husband mess with little boys or little girls or any other form of perversion or going against Yah in any shape, form, or fact. Now, that's what you should be against. Okay?
And you got to let your people know because you love your people just like Yah. And we know we're broken, so we got to, like, explain to our people, you shouldn't be doing that because that's not in accordance with the order of creation.
Exactly.
And you're about to lose your soul.
Well, that's what the prophets did. Some of them didn't fare out too well at the end, but their soul were restored for the Most High's sake. Believe that. But it didn't fare out for some of them physically. Okay?
But guess what? The prophets had to tell them what anyway?
You had to tell them the truth.
Exactly.
You got to tell folks the truth. I mean, you can't tell folks what they want to hear. I can't tell Katra, yeah, Katra, you can join the LGBTQY group and bring them on in. Yeah, you can be part of their group, and you can lead their parades. And you can marry Sheila the sheep or Tammy the goat and get a little boy or little girl to go along. Matter of fact, get the poodle and the pink tutu. Oh, yeah, come, Cartier, you can take that man's wife. Yeah, you can do that.
You could be a priest in a Catholic church and sleep with little boys.
Yeah, you could do that. If you're telling somebody that you are lying and truth ain't in you and you don't love Yah, you better believe it. You stand against everything the Most High stands for. And some of you telling people out there that they can do everything that they want to do and can't go and don't have to go within the confines and the perimeter of that relationship with Yah, you a lie and the truth ain't in you. And I'm going to tell you on the Real Talk for Real People show. You're telling folks you can lie on your brothers and sisters. You can backbite. You can make up stories on folk. You are lying. The truth ain't in you. Y'all ain't in you. Okay? You better believe it. Somebody been lying to you. Telling you you can talk about your brothers and sisters. You lie on them. You tell stories about them. You can make up stuff on them. You don't even know nothing about them. You just make, well, that's what they told me. I really don't know about it, but you know, I'm just repeating what I heard. Well, you shouldn't be repeating what you heard. And you can't confirm it by two or more witnesses about anything, any man or woman. And that's the lesson. That's the codification. You shouldn't be repeating anything. I'm talking about what somebody told you. I'm talking about you love God.
Look at you with your salvation through Jesus.
What you said, Contra? Hey, man, stop telling them fairy tales. Let's go finish reading, man. Come on, stop it.
Thinking that you're going to get salvation through Jesus.
Oh, but you can do anything you want to do. Okay.
What? I can do
okay,
what?
Contra. You can do
anything I want to do?
Yeah, you can be like T.I. You can have whatever you like. Contra, stop telling them fairy tales while we study real stuff, okay?
No.
Right.
The church is telling them fantasy.
Oh, okay.
I ain't no promoter of the church.
Okay.
Whether it be Roman Catholic, whether it be Episcopalian, whether it be Jehovah Witness, Seventh-day Adventist, Baptist.
Right.
Y'all got it wrong.
We better read about I Want to Love You every day. I want to love you. We talking about Yah, baby.
And that's what we're leaning on. That's what we're leaning on. Yah's love, Yah's mercy, Yah's compassion.
Because
he's the creator. Yah's the creator. If you create something, can you destroy what you created?
Hey, man, I'm so happy to be with Yah. Oh, it's real talk, bro. If you know where I came from and the rock I came from, bro, the rock Most High brought me from under, bro. I'm so happy to be. I want to love you every minute, every day. Go ahead, brother.
Any artist, any creator,
mm-hmm.
if they don't like their work,
mm-hmm.
they can scrap it.
You better believe
it. All over again, right?
You better believe it.
But Yah in his mercy, he didn't destroy mankind altogether, did he?
No, he didn't.
He gave us a chance.
Right.
Based on the fact that he's merciful.
Right, he loved human beings.
Oh, yeah.
But he wants
us to love him back.
Exactly, and he wants everybody
that's the problem.
And he wants people to follow the codification. Okay? Righteousness.
You following the codification, you're
right.
Showing that you love your creator.
And you're appreciative. Then the whole,
and at the same time,
uh-huh.
you're preserving your soul when you're in tune with him.
Exactly. All right.
If you're out of line and you're going to the left or to the right,
mm-hmm.
trust me, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You worship an idol. You're down with LGBTQ. You're not.
XYZ.
You're not submitting yourself to Yah's plan.
XYZ. All right, y'all. Let's finish. And not to make little work on trip, and I concur with it. My name, nor did I choose anyone to be the leader of my people, Israel. But then I chose Jerusalem for my name to abide there. Okay. I chose King David to rule my people Israel. Now, my father, David, had wanted to build a house for the name of Yah, Elohim of Israel. But Yah said to my father, King David, as for you wanting to build a house for my name, you do well to want it. Well, that's a good thing. However, you shall not build the house. Your son, which is me, King Solomon, the issue of your loins, shall build the house for my name. Now, the Elohim has fulfilled the promise that he made. I succeeded my father, King David. I have ascended the throne of Israel, as Yah promised. I have built the house of Yah for the name of Yah, Elohim of Israel. And there I have set the Ark of Covenant containing the contract that Yah made with the Israelites to keep within the confines of this relationship these perimeters together. You can't do what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it. We have a binding contract. Then, standing
it's incumbent upon us to know the term and conditions of the contract.
You better believe it.
Yes.
Then standing before the altar of Yah in front of the whole congregation, King Solomon spread forth his hands. King Solomon had made a bronze platform and placed it in the midst of the great court. It was 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide and 3 cubits high, so he could stand upon just like a platform. He stood on it. Then kneeling, humbling himself in front of the whole congregation of Israel, he spread forth his hands to heaven. And he said, O Yah, Elohim of Israel, there's no God like you. You in the heaven and on earth, nowhere. You who steadfastly maintain the contract. You kept your end of the bargain. You who have steadfastly maintained the contract with your servants who walk before you with all their heart. You,
how much of their heart?
With all their hearts. Those that were for real, with all their hearts. You who have kept the promise you made to your servant, my father, King David, you made a promise and have fulfilled it, as is now the case. And now, O Yah, Elohim of Israel, keep that promise that you made to your servant, my father, King David. You shall never lack a descendant in my sight, sitting on the throne of Israel. Contingent upon, if only your children will look to their way and walk in the path in this relationship with this contract binding them of my teaching as you walk before me, then the perimeters of this relationship. Now, therefore, Elohim of Israel, let the promise that you made to your servant, my father, King David, be confirmed, that somebody going to be sitting on the throne from his lineage, and that we're going to walk within the confines of that relationship, contingent upon that, if that happens. Does Yah really dwell with man on earth? Let's be for real. Even the heavens to the uttermost reaches cannot contain you. Can't nothing contain you? Come on now. We know you ain't really here like that. What's going on down here is just representative of you. Coke ain't nothing to hold you. How much less?
We know that Yah Most High is not a man.
No.
Because the spectacular house that King David set up for King Solomon to build, our King Solomon is saying, this little house you got here, we know it don't really contain you.
Right. The essence, the aura, the core of you, it doesn't really contain you. Because it can't nothing on earth contain you. And that's what he's saying. And that's what y'all had to understand. Can't nothing contain Yah.
Which means that Yah is not a man.
Amen. Amen.
And he didn't make himself in the form of a man.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you got to know. And King Solomon says, and he says to Yah, yet, O Yah, my Elohim, yet turn, O Yah, my Elohim, listen to the prayer and supplication of your servant, and hear the cry and the prayer that your servant offers to you. May your eyes be open day and night toward the house, toward this house, toward the place where you have resolved to make your name abide. May you heed the prayers that your servant offer toward this place. And when you hear the supplication that your servant and your people, Israel, offer toward this place, give heed in your heavenly abode where you actually live. Give heed and pardon. If a man commits an offense against his fellow, if an oath is exacted from him, causing him to utter an imprecation against himself, and he comes with his imprecation before your altar in this Elohim, may you hear in heaven, if somebody coming to you, and they coming to get some get right, may you hear in heaven and take action to judge your servant, requiting him who is wrong by bringing down the punishment of his conduct on his head and vindicating him who is right by rewarding him according to his righteousness. If he wrong, let it come down on him. If he right, vindicate him, y'all. And who is right, how do you vindicate him, Yah? By rewarding him according to his righteousness. Show your people Israel. Should your people Israel be defeated by an enemy? Because, why? They have sinned against you. And then once again acknowledge your name. As they come, if they get their butt whooped, but they get some get right and acknowledge who you are, what you are, and the perimeters and that contract, and get some get right and acknowledge your name, and in addition, offer prayer and supplication to you in this house. May you hear in heaven and pardon the sin of your people, and ain't talking about no one individual. Pardon the sin of your people, Israel, and restore, not no one individual, restore them to the land which they are connected with, you gave to them and to their founding fathers. Should the heavens be shut up and there be no rain because they have sinned against you? And that's COVID-19 too. And then they pray toward this place and acknowledge your name and repent of their sins. Acknowledge you with the LBGTQ. Why? Acknowledge you had Sally the sheep, a Tammy the goat. Acknowledge you had some man's wife or some woman's husband. Acknowledge that you messed with little boys and little girls. Acknowledge that you were stealing folks from folks' houses and whatnot. Acknowledge And if you was robbing folks and you was shooting folks in the hood, okay? But you got to turn around.
Now that you're worshiping the gods of other people.
Right. But you got to turn away from that. You, here's what it said. What does that mean? Acknowledge that. Acknowledge what you're doing. And in addition to that, repent of your sin. Mean turn away from. Stop doing margin with the LBGTQY people. Stop messing with Tammy the goat and Sheila the sheep. Stop messing with somebody's man. Country. But y'all know what I'm talking about, okay? Stop all that. Y'all got to stop that. Because
this is the antidote for our problem.
This is the antidote.
Yeah.
And
are we willing to take it?
Yeah, you got to take some actions. Ain't nothing for free. Y'all think y'all just sit there and pray on your couch and then go right back doing messing with them goats and sheep and march with the LGBTQY people and horn, a tattooing yourself beat the head, not a tattoo sister in your head. You can just do what you want to do.
Dye your hair purple, orange, blue, green, yellow.
Yeah. You do what you want to do. Now, you got to stop all that player. I'm going to tell you on the Real Talk, Real People show, you got to stop all that nonsense with your own. And you got to stop it right now, right here, right today, if you want to get some get right with y'all. Because he ain't hearing nothing you talking about. You stop lying to each other and lying to yourself if you down with what you down with. If y'all said you don't get with that, and you with that, y'all don't want to hear nothing you rapping about. You got to turn away from that. I don't care what they told you in this Western Hemisphere. It's okay. It ain't okay. If y'all said it ain't right, it is not right. And you better believe it. And he says, and restore them to the land, okay, and should the heavens be shut up, and there's no rain because they have sinned against you. See, you talking about, they be talking about Mother Nature. Yah controls the weather, player. He shows you, I'm showing you, ain't nobody control the weather but me. They tell you, oh, Mother Nature, Father Nature, Sister Nature, Baby Nature, ain't nobody control the weather but the Most High. And he goes to show you, I control this. COVID-19 along with it. Should the heavens be shut up? And there's no rain because they have sinned against you. And then they pray toward this place and acknowledge your name and repent of their sin and turn away. Because you humble them. Because you humble them. May you hear in heaven, hot in the sea of your servants, your people Israel, when you have shown them the proper way which they, hold on, Yah can't expect you to do right if he ain't showed you what's right. And that's what we do on the Real Talk for Real People show. If you've been with us from the very beginning of these studies, we didn't show you what's right. Because Yah has led Katriel and I to show you what's right. So you ain't got no excuse now, player. A playette. You know what's right. You know you can't be marching at LGBTXYZ crowd. You know you can't be messing with Tammy the goat or Sheila the sheep. You can't be stealing no man's wife or no man's husband. You can't be robbing and stealing. You can't be talking about folk behind their back. You can't be lying on folk. You already know this. All right? So, because the Most High couldn't demand anything out of you if you didn't know no better. See, you ain't got no excuse now. If you've been with Cartrell from the very beginning of these studies, you ain't got no excuse. And you better believe it. So let's go. We're going to get to them plagues that COVID-19, too. Your people, Israel, You have shown them, he can't get down on you unless you have shown them the proper way which they are to walk, live. And it sent down rain upon the land that you gave to your people, if they live in right, as their heritage in their land. So too, if there's a famine in the land, if there's pestilence, blight, mildew, locust, I control everything. Or if an enemy oppresses them in any of the settlements of their land, I control men, I control animals, I control blight, I control pestilence, I control mildew, I control locusts, I control caterpillars, I even control men. In COVID-19, anything similar to it, in any plague, I don't need damn signs. I don't care about no stinking signs. In any plague or in any disease, any prayer or supplication offered by any person among your people, Israel, each of whom knows his affliction, each one of them know what they're going through. And if each one of them praying for their problem and they ain't living right and got some God right, I have an ear open to them. And when he or she spreads forth his hand toward the house, toward the east, may you hear your heavenly abode in part, because they live in right. They ain't looking for nothing free. They understand the confines of this relationship. They understand they got to love on you. They understand they got to do what you tell them. And they deal with each man according to his ways, even within the confines of this nation. You know his or her heart to be. As for you alone, no. Ain't no people tell you, well, I think I know what Yum Su was talking about. I think I know what Yum Su was pitting. I think I know what Katria, I think I know what Lil Greg was thinking. I think I know what Prince was thinking. I think I know what Addy. You don't know nothing. Stop lying. The Most High says, what does he say? For King Solomon said, for you alone know the hearts of all men. Only you know what's in the hearts of men and women. Only the Most High knows what's in the hearts of men and women, of all men.
Is that why you tell the people every night to ask for a new heart?
You better believe it, brother. Better believe
God knows your heart.
You better believe it. That's why I asked. That's why I ask people every night. And I'm going to continue to ask as long as the Most High give me breath. And it ain't going to stop the Most High willing till my casket drops, of the Most High returns and restores my soul for his namesake. I'm going to ask people at the end of these shows to get you a new heart and to get you a new spirit, just like unlike King Dawood. I'm going to ask you to see yourself for who you really are. I'm going to ask you to know that your sins are numerous as the hairs on your head. I'm going to ask you to humble yourself and see yourself as the worms that you are. And then maybe the Most High can hear you, because you have a contrite heart. You have a broken heart. And you know you ain't by nothing. And you certainly know you're not anything special. That's what I'm going to ask.
So it really doesn't matter if you make that appeal. Because if the people don't change, guess what? Yah knows your heart.
Exactly. You have to institute some changes in your life. You got to institute some changes in your life, people. Then make that appeal. Show the Most High what he's working with. Show the Most High you turning away. You trying to turn away. You trying to get it right. Don't be laying on your laurels and keep doing the same thing, expecting different results.
And the thing is, Yanku.
Yeah, go ahead.
When our hearts are right, Yah hears our prayer.
You better believe it.
If you're in the midst of a famine, or plague,
COVID-19,
or whatever trouble you in,
COVID-19.
If your heart is right, Yah will hear your prayer.
And he gonna take care of you too. You ain't gotta have no. And they ain't got a damn vaccine that the Most High ain't better than what they got. And he'll take care of you. You better believe it. He made it. He know it. And he know how to take care of you. You better
get some
changes in your life. Go ahead, Cartrell.
How many people is dying in your community?
I don't keep numbers. Cartrell, that kind of stuff don't faze me. You know, I pray for my brothers.
I'm walking around where I live. I don't see people dying or this Delta virus variant.
I don't see the Ameland folks, and they right down the street from me. I don't see a whole lot of folks. I just see what I see, normally what I see, normal barrier service. But I don't see them every day, every minute, every hour of the day like they saying it. I don't see it like that. As a matter of fact, Cartier, I can go right out my driveway and go right down the street about less than half a mile. I run past, less than 100 yards to the right there is a funeral home. And keep on straight down the road there. And less than a couple of blocks from there, there's another funeral home. I mean, I don't see things blowing off the charts, as they say.
So they're trying to instill fear in people. To make them take the vaccine. Because where I live, I don't see people dying. I don't see people going to the hospital. I don't hear ambulance, you know.
But Cartier, you better do some get right, and you better sing that song with us where we sing today. I want to love you, and you won't better be trying to do right. Okay, Cartier. Fellow students, let's get busy because time has got by so quick, me. Okay. It's a... In your heaven and pardon, deal with each man or woman according to their ways, as you know his or her heart to be. For you alone.
So how y'all gonna deal with you?
He's gonna deal with you individually, based upon your
according to how
you act. For you alone knows the hearts of all men and or women, so that they don't look to nobody else, that they may revere you all the days. That they may live on the land that you gave to our fathers, well, which we lost that war, but we still are in a war to be connected with y'all. Or if a foreigner, listen, y'all loves everybody. If a foreigner, a stranger, a different nation, who is not of your people Israel, comes from a distant land for the sake of your great name, your mighty hand, and your outstanding, if he comes to pray toward this house, may you hear in your heavenly abode and grant whatever that different nation, that stranger appeals to you, along with they're doing right too in conjunction with that. That's all the people of the earth will know, not only us, your name, and reveal you as does your people should be doing, Israel. And they will recognize that your name is attached to this house that I have built, King Solomon. When your people take the field against their enemies in a physical campaign on which you send them, they can't do what they want to do. On which you send them, they can't pick up on their bowing arrows and sling shots. And they pray to you in direction of the city which you have chosen and the house which I have built to your name. May you hear in heaven their
Whose
prayer
name?
In your name.
Whose name?
The Most High, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Yah, the Almighty. May you hear in heaven their prayer and supplication.
It didn't say the Son's name, did it?
No, I ain't reading that, bro. I'm missing that part. And uphold their cause. When they sin against you. When they sin against you, there is no person who does not sin. You something special, people out there. You people think your mess don't stink. You people think just because you got a college education. You people think you got a nice paying job that pays you a lot of money. You people that think just because you got a basketball career. You people that think just because you own the news every day. You people that think you got a nice car to drive. You people that think you're something special. You aren't.
The y'all people that think the sugar honey iced tea don't stink.
Well, y'all have made a lie out of you, okay? Here's what he says. They sin against you. For there is
what
no...
What do you say about sin?
When they sin against y'all.
What do you say about sin?
When they sin against y'all.
He said, there is no man that
does not sin.
There is no man that does not sin.
Or no woman for that matter.
Right, so that's in general.
In general.
Trust me. If you're a human being, and if you got the breath of life, you have sinned.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you are angry with them. And to put them, you deliver them to their enemy because you're angry with them.
Here we go.
And that captives carry them off into enemy land, which we're in. See, this ain't the free, the holy breath. You know what the Most High is telling you? Wherever you're out, wherever you're carried off to, you are in enemy territory. What is wrong with y'all? The Most High said, you ain't in the land of the free, the home of the brave. You are in enemy territory. You're deep behind enemy lines.
And trust me, they hate us.
And bingo. rather they've taken you near or far. And you're trying
to love them, and they continually, what year is this, 2021? People still hate us.
Man, come on, Cartier. Come on, that, bro. They don't know.
Still hate us.
If they don't know,
they
ain't trying.
Every war they have, built the damn country from the ground up.
Leave alone,
Cartier. And they still hate us? What did we do to them?
Leave alone,
Cartier. They should hate us so much.
Leave alone, Cartier, because they can't see it. The Most High ain't letting them see it. Just leave them alone. the ones that see it, the Most High let
them see it. I just got questions.
Okay. Leave them alone, Cartier. Leave them alone.
They ain't even us alone, are they?
I'm talking about us, the lying to ourselves and to each other. Because if they don't see it, Cartier, the Most High is not open their eyes. And they don't
have mercy.
Oh, leave them alone.
Stockholm Syndrome. Post-traumatic slave syndrome.
You better believe it.
Broken people syndrome.
Invasion of the body snatcher syndrome.
What? Lord.
You better believe it. And they take it to heart in a land which they have been carried off. Repent.
Crazy cat syndrome.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If they repent, if they turn away from joining the LGBTQ, taking men's wives, lying on folks, stealing from folks, shooting folks down in the street. If they repent, knowing in a knowledge.
Come on,
okay, go ahead.
Ain't that what Christianity said?
No, not like
they
this.
They say to repent.
Yeah, but not like this, brother. Because here's what
they got the message from.
But here's what this says. And make supplications. And who we are to make supplications? It says to Yah. To you.
To Yah.
Make supplications to Yah in the land. If they make supplications to you, Yah, in the land of their captivity, deep behind every line. And if they're seen, if they say this, we have sinned.
What?
We have acted perversely.
What?
We have acted wickedly. And they turn back to you. They stop doing what they're doing, and they turn back to you. With all their hearts. That's why we ask you, get your new heart and new spirit. And so, in the land of their captivity.
So, in the land of our captivity, we have to believe in his son.
No, I ain't saying nothing about that. I'm saying this thing, yeah. He ain't saying nothing about no sun, moon, or stars, or nothing. It's if he turned to Yah, and where they were carried off and pray in a direction. And his sun, moons, or stars, or none of that. Flying, pipping, whipping, pipping, or none of that. Is it pray in the direction of their land which you gave their founding fathers in the city which you have chosen and toward the house which I have built for your name, may you hear. That's when you're going to hear them. Their prayer.
We can't pray towards heaven. We have to pray towards someplace on earth?
You got to pray toward the west where that temple would be a player. Okay?
Well, we in the west. We got to pray towards the east.
You got to pray for it toward the east. And,
yeah.
And in conjunction with that, you have to pray to Yah. In conjunction with that, you got to turn away from leading parades for the LBGTQY. You got to turn away from the gangbangers. You got to turn away from whoring our women. You got to turn away from prostituting our women. The women got to turn away from prostituting their service. You got to turn away from witchcraft and sorcery. You got to turn away from all stealing folk, wife, cheating on folk, lying on folk, stealing on folk, everything. You got to turn away from that. You got to stop doing what you're doing. And you got to turn away from what you're doing. You can't continue doing what you're doing to get the Most High's attention. You would not get it. You got to stop them.
If you continue on that path, you will lose your soul.
You better believe it. And you have chosen in a house which I built for your name. May you hear, if they do this, their prayer and supplication in your holy abode. Uphold their cause. Because they don't need a vote. Uphold their cause. Pardon your people who have sinned against you. Now, my Elohim, may your eyes be open and your ears attentive to the prayers from this place. And now.
So yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, what just King Solomon just said, we don't need to be marching to Washington talking about Black Lives Matter.
King Solomon ain't said a damn thing about Black Lives Matter, marching to Washington, taking up a damn vote, none of that.
Don't you?
King Solomon ain't said a damn thing about loving your damn enemies, neither, okay?
Who's opposing our cause?
Yeah, the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I want to love you. And that's
which
what
means
I,
we need to protect, connect with him in order for our cause.
You better plug
to
in.
Brought to justice.
You better plug in. You better plug in. I mean,
anything for justice.
King Solomon set the antidote, man. What is that? What else are you looking for? King Solomon gave you the antidote, man. What is you looking for? A damn boat ain't going to get it for you. Loving your enemies ain't going to get it for you.
Turn the other cheek.
Oh, hell no.
Do they turn the other cheek?
They're going to turn your ass around. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't even see it right there. I'm sorry, little Gregory. I'm sorry, little Prince. I'm sorry, Bree Bree. All right. I'm going to close out, Coach Cottrell. And boy, time is flying by on this chapter 6. But this stuff, and I want y'all to go back over this weekend. Do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. I want you to go back over the solution. I want you to go back over the antidote. I want this to be a part of your innate nature, secondary to everything you know. So you can sing like Yum Su today. I want to love you because you have a solution. You have an antidote. But if you don't apply it and use it, it doesn't work. I wish for thinking, well, I wish I could get out of here. I wish things changed. I wish I was naughty. I wish I could click my ruby red slippers together. No, ain't no ruby red slippers in here. Everything you need is in here. But you got to put in some
Not only just for our nation.
All
that
nations.
House was built by other nations.
Right.
And it gives
it gives them a solution.
So the simple solution to many of the world's problems is for the nation to humble themselves and pray towards that temple.
You better believe it. Everybody.
But
not only
that's
Israel.
Too simple.
But everybody.
That's too simple. That ain't
gonna
work.
No, it ain't.
That's
simple.
Not gonna work.
No, they want to pray toward the the Pope. They want to pray toward that. Yeah, they want to pray toward their pastors. They want to pray toward their sciences, the CDC. Ask Aviyah. Aviyah, I tell you what Yah can do for you. I think Aviyah can sing that song. I want to love you, cause she know what's up. I bet she didn't put her trust in science. Okay. Yom Suf ain't putting his trust. I bet Cottrell ain't putting his trust in no science.
Big bang science.
Yeah, no. That's a big bang lie. All right, y'all. We're going to go. We're going to complete this because we got to praise y'all, too. We got to give y'all some Thanksgiving. Contrary, I got to go, and I got to finish this up. But I suggest y'all go back over this weekend. Please do that for yourself. Advance, oh, y'all, LOM, to your resting place. You and your mighty ark, your priest, oh, y'all, LOM, are clothed in triumph because of you. The Lord ones will rejoice. Your Lord ones will rejoice. Your Lord ones will rejoice. I want to love you. Your goodness, oh, y'all, LOM, do not reject your anointed one. Who is anointed? The high priest, the king. Remember the loyalty of your servant, King David. You better believe it. Well, I'm going to stop right there because I need for Cartrell to get on the good foot. Meaning, I need him to get out that beautiful song so he can break it down. Well, I want him to expound right quickly on what we just studied on. But I want him to bring that lovely song out so we can give praise. Because, you know, it's family night tonight. Okay? So, may the Most High bless you. I'm out the way. Cartrell, you got the mic, my brother and dear friend. You know, I love you. Just like I love the Most High. I want to love you. Go ahead, Cartrell.
So, we know this temple that King David, King Solomon planned to build for the Most High Yah. The Most High was pleased with it.
Amen.
And this monumental prayer that King Solomon made, because he knew he was going to be scattered, going to captivity.
You said that again. Monumental.
Yes. Monumental.
Mm-hmm.
A monumental temple. Not just for Israel, but for all people.
Mm-hmm.
People are looking for the Creator. They got telescopes and satellites and all kind of antennas trying to find out there's intelligent life in the universe. Yeah, Most High. He created all life. And your satellites and telescopes and however you're trying to communicate with him, it's not going to work. The Most High communicates with all that he created. He communicates with the animals way faster than he communicates with man. Because animals live according to his order. Mankind, we out of order. So we don't hear Yah when he speaks. But we should be able, as part of his creation, to hear his voice and to hear him when he speaks. And the temple that King Solomon and King David built for Yah was confirmation that Yah was with them because his presence filled the temple. And in him filling the temple, they made this covenant, they made this pact, they made this contract that if and when the nation of Israel is in trouble, no matter where we are on earth or in creation, if we turn toward that place and we cry out to Yah and pray that he hear us and deliver us from our troubles.
Amen.
So it ain't no more complicated than that.
Nope.
You got to be connected with the Creator for him to hear you. So if you're trying to follow man and the ways of man and the idolatries and the corruption of man and try to communicate with Yah at the same time, it's not going to work. You have to be wholehearted for the Creator in order for him to hear us. So, I mean, it sounds so simple. Don't sound like it's going to work. All I got to do is pray and Yah will deliver me from my troubles. Yes. Yes. Try it. You might like it.
You better believe it.
Yeah. So it's not mythology or mysticism or magic or anything like that. It's just the ability to be in tune with your Creator. They call
Amen.
It consciousness. You got that voice that talks to you. Like, don't go down that street. Like, where does that voice come from? When that voice say you don't go down that street, don't go down that street. That voice telling you something. Right? So, I don't know. The Most High is with us, but we have to tune in. And to communicate with him, we have to yield to him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might. And when we're in trouble, we have to turn towards that temple that he loves so much.
And you got to turn away from your wicked, and you got to turn away from your wicked ways.
Exactly. Exactly. Otherwise, your prayers are in vain.
Exactly.
You sleeping with another man's wife, but you're going to pray to Yah to deliver you. Nah, you sleep with another man's wife. You got to be judged for that.
And you have no intention on changing that? Come on, man, stop it. You might well keep on doing what you're doing because y'all ain't hearing you. You lying on brothers and sisters. You need to stop it because of the fact y'all ain't hearing you. Stop lying. Stop lying, period. The Most High say, I hate liars. I hate lies and liars. But you get enough, you're inundated with that in this Western culture. You think that's okay. That is not okay. Stop it. Go ahead, Katriel.
So the last verse of the chapter you just read, it says, O Yah Elohim, turn not away thy face from thine anointed. You know what the word anointed is in Greek?
Yeah, I know what it is in Greek. It ain't what Yah says.
Yeah, the Greek word for anointed is Christ.
Mm. Well, I'm not Greek. And so
the Hebrew word for anointed is Mashiach.
Well, I'm not Greek, so I don't apply anything but the Greek said about anything. Okay?
When it comes to Christianity, when you say Christian, that's like trying to say you are anointed Christian because Christ is the root word of Christian.
We already found out only two people are anointed in the nation. That's the high priest and the king. So what else? Man, I don't want to hear about that nonsense they talk about. God, tell the folks some other stuff, please, because I don't want to hear nothing about them lies, okay? I hate lies and lies, okay? I can't stand.
To debunk the liars, we're reading right here in the book of Chronicles, who was Yah's anointed? It tells you. It says, oh, yeah, turn not away thy face from thine anointed. Who is Yah's anointed? It says, remember the mercies of King David, thy servant.
Right.
So who's Yah's anointed?
And not along with that, he was anointed himself.
Yeah.
King Saul was anointed. King Saul was anointed. All our high priest was anointed. There was no other one anointed in the nation. So somebody is telling you a tale if they're saying they're anointed. If you're not a high priest, a lead, Levitical, the house of Aaron, you're not anointed. If you're not anointed with the prescribed compound that the Most High prescribed for those high priests to anoint themselves with, it are to anoint the king with, you're lying to yourselves and each other, and you need to stop it. That's why the Most High says he hates liars, a lying tongue, and liars. And stop just saying everything and just believing everything everybody tell you without studying everything. You don't know anything, Most High said, unless I show you. How are you going to know unless you study the Most High Word? Unless the Most High shows you. Stop believing that nonsense. Go ahead, Cartier.
So if you're not anointed, that means you're not a Christ and you're not a Mashiach.
Yep.
And the Most High is very specific. Who his anointed was. He says, remember the mercies of King David, thy servant. Who Yah's anointed servant is King David.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. People may think I'm bugging out because I keep emphasizing that, but it debunks Christianity because Jesus was never anointed. You can't call him Christ or Mashiach. So, tonight, we get into the 50th chapter of the book of Psalms, if we have time. How much time we got out?
Well.
John Sue, where you at?
I apologize. I heard you from the distance. I stepped away from the mic momentarily. I do apologize to the students in the car trail. We have... We don't have enough minutes. We have 35 minutes. We have 34 minutes. We did some intense study on chapter 6, believe me.
All righty then. We got a little time to do chapter 50 in the book of Psalms.
Okay. Go ahead. Go to work.
So who wrote this song?
Okay. Let me look.
My computer ain't telling me.
Let me put the shade. So Asaph.
Asaph.
One of the singers.
See, now you're connecting the dots.
One of them bad mama jammas.
He was the chief mama jammer.
Asaph. He wrote this.
Yeah. A Levite, close to the Most High, in that temple, in that tabernacle. Right?
Exactly.
So this is what Asaph, the Levite, the priest, who's close to the Most High, the singer, must have been like Luther Vandross. 50th song, we give thanks and praise for our brother Asaph, the Levite, the priest, who wrote this song for us. And what is Asaph, the Levite, the priest? What's his message? He says, the mighty Elohim, even Yah, has spoken. And we all know that because we read his word every night.
Mm-hmm.
And call the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Who created the sun?
The Most High.
Wasn't no man, was it?
Nope.
Asaph says, out of Zion. We know that's the city of Yah, city of King David, Jerusalem, Mount Moriah. And Zion means excellency. It means perfection. That's why he says, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty. Elohim has shined. And that's what Yah says. Not heaven. We ain't going to heaven. Yah is shining out of Jerusalem, out of Mount Zion, from Mount Moriah. Elohim shall come. This is futuristic. It shall not keep silence. We already know Yah going to shout. It says a fire shall devour before him. And it shall be very tempestuous round about him. In Noah's day, he brought the water. The final judgment is going to be what? It's going to be a tempestuous fire.
Right.
He shall, futuristic, call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Who's his people, Yamsu?
The Israelites.
Okay.
And all righteous, all righteous men and women that subscribe to him.
Yes. And the fact that we're in captivity, he gonna judge us? What's he judging? What is Yah judging? We in captivity.
Yah can do whatever he want to do, wherever he want to do, however he wants to do it.
And the fact that he told us what to do. That's what he's judging. Are you
right.
doing what I told you to do?
Exactly.
And if you're not, trust me, a tempestuous fire shall devour you. That's what he said. He said, he shall call heavens from above and earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me. What are we supposed to be doing?
Gather.
Oh, you want to be by yourself? You want to do it alone? You want to do your own thing?
Well, we do it every night on the real people talk for real people. We try to gather us together. You know, some people just can't gather, country, but we try darnest to gather us together.
And Most High means literally, not just over the phone. He means literally. We as a nation, as a people, in this captivity, guess what? We need to be gathering together. Some people don't want to do that. I'm going to do my own thing. But that's the poison of Western thinking, that it's just you. You're going to do you. I ain't your fathers didn't live like that. We read the order of King David, right? They was all working together in harmony and synchronicity, wasn't they?
Exactly.
And if we're opposed to that kind of order, it means you're out of order. Because that's how you're supposed to gather. Y'all should gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Yeah. Sacrifice your life and make a covenant with God. It's not your agenda. It's the Master's agenda. It's the Most High's agenda. Are you willing to sacrifice your agenda for the Most High's agenda? Because the Creator has a master plan. Are you part of it? Or you got your own plan? That's what he's saying. What he wants us to do. What are we supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be coming together as a people. You can't hate your brother. And our people are coming from the four corners of the earth. And we all come from different environments, different hoods, different languages, different tongues, different ways we've been raised. But relationships, like Yamsu talked about, we're supposed to be able to receive anybody from anywhere, anytime, right?
Exactly.
Especially your brother. Especially your brother. Because we are all Yah saints. He said, gather my saints together unto me. Who's Yah saints?
All of us.
And do we see each other as Yah saints? I don't think so, do we?
Unfortunately, we don't.
We see each other as niggas and bitches and hoes and MFs and what? No, we just saints of the Most High. That's who we are. And we need to respect and honor and cherish one another, right?
Exactly.
And guess what each one of us have to do? Make a covenant with Yah by sacrifice. And what does that mean? You know what that means? Do you realize the ramifications of that? And that's a major step.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness. Whose righteousness? King Solomon just said, every man has sinned. So we can't put forth our righteousness. It's the righteousness of the Most High. And the Most High is righteous. He's merciful, and he judges righteously. You reap what you sow. And it says, for Elohim is judge himself, not man, but the God who created the heavens and the earth. He's going to judge, finally, in a final analysis. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. That's why we're going through these studies. We want to hear what Yah has to say. And you can hear Yah by reading what he told the prophets to write. O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am Elohim, even your Elohim. So the God that created the heavens and the earth is our God. And he is our creator. I will not reprove thee for the sacrifices of thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. So we don't have the order of the temple that King Solomon and King David set up. We don't have the priests to bring up our lambs and our goats and our sheep and our bulls for offerings to the Most High for the sins that we do. And he said, he's not going to reprove you because you ain't bringing that stuff up. He said, I will not take no bullock out of thy house or he goats out of thy folds, even though they are required. For every beast of the forest is mine and the cattle upon a thousand hills. So, no, y'all don't want that from us. I know all the fowls of the mountain and the wild beasts of the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? So he's not looking for sacrifice. He's looking for willing hearts that are able to humble themselves and do Yah's will. And he says it right here. Offer unto Elohim thanksgiving. What should we be thankful for?
Everything.
Health, strength, life, the ability to wake up every morning. Every morning you wake up, you should give thanks. Every time you have a meal that you could put in your mouth, you should give thanks. Every time you ain't got to go to the hospital, you should give thanks. Offer thanksgiving unto Elohim. Don't wait to, what is it, November 25th? Thanksgiving.
Right.
Every day give thanks unto Yah. And pay your vows to the Most High. And we're under vow, even though you didn't make it, because we have a contract with the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
Call upon me in the day of trouble. What are we supposed to do in the day of trouble?
Call upon Yah.
Oh, no. Go to Dr. What's his name? Fauci. Call on him and give you a vaccine.
Oh, is that right?
What do Yah say?
I ain't reading no damn Fauci here.
People believe in Fauci more than calling upon the name of Yah. They're in trouble.
Are we in trouble? Yeah, we in real big trouble.
And what y'all say when you call upon him in a day of trouble? You say, I will deliver you, and thou shalt glorify me. So when y'all delivers you, what you supposed to do?
Glorify him.
Thank you, y'all. I appreciate you. I trust you. I exalt the holy name. Blessed be you with all my soul, oh, yeah, because you delivered me out of what? The day of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's our secret. We don't need no vaccine. God's going to deliver us because we call upon him. Fauci. But unto the wicked, Elohim says, what hast thou to do to declare my statute that thou shouldest take my covenant in your mouth? Well, we live in a time where ain't even talking about the Old Testament Elohim, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So they didn't even talk about him. So that's long past what they used to do. Seeing that thou hates instruction. Do we hate instruction?
Yeah.
What you and Catriel is talking about is that dinosaur stuff. And we hate it. This is 2021. LGBTQ is what's popping right now. Don't you know that? You old niggas.
It's something new. We're going to march and they... Matter of fact, we want to carry the flag.
But I know it's going around all in the earth, everywhere in the country.
You old niggas don't know what's happening. It's something fresh, man. I mean, I could be a girl, I could be a boy, I could be binary, I could be non-binary, I could be a dog.
Wait a minute. I'm an elder of the nation of Israel.
Right.
And Yah has instructed me to instruct you to say that man should not lie with man as with womankind.
You better
but
believe
you hate
it.
That. You hate you that? Better.
Yeah, they hate it. They hate me and you for saying it.
And what y'all say? And cast my words behind you. For anybody reading the Old Testament, that's that old stuff, man. Casting that word, that's that dinosaur stuff.
Yeah.
Words y'all talking, we kicking them into the curb, son. Y'all see that. Y'all say, I see y'all hate instruction. And you cast not Yamsu's words, not Katria's words.
Right.
He cast the Most High's words behind us because I didn't write Proverbs. I didn't write Psalms. I didn't write Genesis to Deuteronomy. I didn't write the prophecy. Those are Yah's words through his prophets, right? How many people have cast those words behind them?
A whole lot of people, my brother.
Too many people, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says when you saw a thief, right? Is the white man a thief?
Yep.
He done stole everything he got, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says about us, you saw this thief. He stole the Indian land. He stole your land, language, culture, identity, and everything else from you. You saw him. He's a thief. And he's robbing you today. When you go to work, right, 9 to 5, they're stealing half of your check before you even get your check. They call it taxes. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They steal it from you. You see the thief. And what do? You consent with him. You asking him for civil rights, equal rights, the right to vote, stand up for democracy. Why are you consenting with him? He's robbing you. And has been partakers of adulteries. Yeah, soap operas. That's a culture. You ever watch soap operas?
Man. I don't want to see that nonsense. What is that food in that basketball wife? Somebody else. Man, I don't want to hear that garbage them sisters be talking about, them brothers be talking. If they ain't talking about no y'all, I don't want to hear that nonsense they on, bro.
Right, so adultery is what? Swinging?
Yeah.
Open life? Open marriage?
Bro,
what is an open marriage?
They ain't talking about nothing I want to hear, man. Nothing. Not
right.
Zero. Nada. Nothing.
So adultery, too, is when you serve idols. We don't know that. That's adultery.
Exactly.
Thou givest thy mouth to evil. I guess you're talking about Facebook.
Who's
and thy frame, thy tongue frameth deceit. That's Donald Trump. He's been lying ever since we met him, right?
Exactly.
You sit and speak against your brother. Do we do that on Facebook?
We don't, not only on Facebook, after Facebook, too.
Huh?
We do it off of Facebook, too.
You speak against your brother. Are you supposed to do that?
You don't supposed to do that.
No.
I told you.
Speak against your brother.
I told y'all that.
And you slander your mother's son. We slander our own people.
Exactly.
Are we supposed to be doing that?
I told y'all, y'all don't supposed to do that.
Why other people do that? Slander their own people.
Mm-hmm.
These things have you done. And y'all kept silent. You thought that I was altogether such as one as you. We think that y'all thinks like us.
Mm-hmm. No.
Most of us said, my ways are above your ways. My thoughts are above your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But we think that y'all thinks like us. We try to put him in a human form. But this is what Yah said, I will reprove you, which means he's going to correct us and straighten us out and set them in order before your eyes. That's Papa coming home, putting the house straight. Now consider this, ye that forget Elohim. How many of us have forgotten God? How many Israelites have forgotten God?
A whole lot of us.
You know what he said? He said, consider this, you forgot me. He said, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Who going to save you from the Most High when he's tearing you in pieces?
Nobody can deliver.
And the Most High ain't playing when he said he's going to tear you in pieces. He broke Pharaoh's arm, right? He shut him down. But to be torn in pieces by Yah, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Whoso offered praise glorifies me. What we got to be doing, we got to praise Yah.
Mm-hmm.
And to him that ordered his conversation aright, I will show the salvation of Elohim.
You got to get some get right. That's what it means. You got to get some get right.
Get right start with your conversation. What
right.
are you saying out of your mouth? What are you talking about?
You can't
God
talk
about watching Facebook.
You got to be about
book. And seeing what your conversation is all about. He said, all your conversations are right. So if these conversations on Fool's Book ain't right, trust me, y'all going to tear you in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't play with his word because he ain't like, man, you think like I'm like, you think I'm like you. I say stuff and I don't fulfill it. When y'all says stuff, I'm going to tear you in pieces and you do still doing this stuff and you ignore y'all. You about to get torn in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So our conversations, how we talk, what we talk about, is critical. It's really critical. You ever notice how people who talk negative, it's always like negativity around them?
Exactly.
People that speak positive, you'd rather be around them because it lifts your spirit up, even if you're down. People that's always up and joyful and positive thinking, you'd rather be around them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the people that's woe is me and ain't nothing right and it ain't gonna work, we can't do this, and can't, you don't want to be around them. So your conversation, what you say out your mouth, is very important. Y'all's watching every word that comes out of our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So you better order your conversations right. In Fool's Book, we off the chain, son. We say anything and everything out of our mouth. And believe me, y'all's watching.
Exactly. All
so
right,
I give thanks to the Most High. Take this opportunity to bless y'all's name with all my soul, with all my might, to bless y'all like he would bless us. And give thanks to him and praise his holy name for all that he's done for me and for our people and his promises and his contracts that he's made with our fathers. Everlasting promises that he's made to us if we get it right. I pray that he gives us strength to walk that path that we need to walk to receive the blessings that he has in store for us. So I'm thankful, I'm grateful, I'm humbled by the Most High's mercy towards me to show me what's right and the path that our people should be walking.
Amen. Well, I simply want to say I am thankful for the Most High, and I'm thankful for his contract. I'm thankful for the solutions within that contract to open our eyes and to point us in the right direction and give us the fortitude to do the right thing, the example of how to make this thing right. If you're confused, you don't have to be confused. I'm thankful for that. I don't have to be confused. And I want to praise Yah for everything I have, everything I want to be, and everything I hope to be in for restoring my soul for his name's sake, as King Dawson said. I want to thank him for my health. I want to thank him for having the opportunity to work on a Real Talk for Real People show, to show the Most High and his greatness and what he says, how he says it, and what he says. That being said, Abiyah, you know, we put, you have anything to say? You didn't say nothing last week. You know, you got anything to say this week? You got any praises, thanksgiving, or whatnot? Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right, Abiyah. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Yes, Abiyah. May the Most High bless you.
Oh, thank you. Shalom, brothers. May the Most High Yah bless you, Yom Suk Arvin, Brother Cartier. No, you said last week because you shut down before I could open my mouth. I'm always giving Yah his praise.
He got me straight, didn't he?
That's right.
I heard you.
All praises to Yah. All praises and glory. Hallelujah. And that song you were singing, I Want to Love You, I can change that word around. I said, I do love you. Ain't
Amen.
No doubt about it.
Amen.
That's right. And always love me. Keep on loving. He put the love in me. I praise him every single day. And as far as all the storms I've been through, like I said before, yes, I know what he can do for me and what he has done for me. I have nothing but praises for the Most High. So you brothers, y'all be safe out there this weekend. Well, not just the weekend, every day, because you know we got a bunch of crazies out there. Even though y'all watches over us, still be aware of your surroundings. I'm going to say shalom. And I do love you.
Shalom, Abby. May the Most High bless
you. Love you too.
Cartrell, shalom, my brother. May the Most High bless you. I want to simply say, fellow students, shalom, and may the Most High bless you too for going along in these studies and being sincere in your heart. Sincere. Really want to find out about relationships with y'all. You really want to find out solutions. And these studies, the solutions. So we pray that the Most High continue to direct and order your steps. We pray also that the Most High help you to get you a new spirit and a new heart to help facilitate these studies, to have a full heart, help to learn to love the Most High, just like King Dawood did. You need that in order for these studies. You need that in order for you to change your life around. To free from sin, wickedness, and to turn to God, and to be wholehearted in doing so in your search for the truth. We love you. Most High, I love you. And may the Most High bless you. So, and good night. Well, right now, hold on just a minute right now. I think, Abby, I turn your mic off. You ought to make it all that racket over there.
Did you put me on mute?
No, I ain't put you on mute. Stop all that racket over there.
Well, put that mute on. I'm in my house. Ain't no racket up in here. I don't have that. Unless
yes, ma'am.
I'm praising you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Shalom.
Shalom.
All right. We love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all. Shalom.
Merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hands was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom,